KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, and it's currently 53 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high near 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. One person was injured during a motorcycle accident on Highway 92 near 490th Street, or about 5 miles west of Griswold Tuesday. The accident happened a little after 3 p.m. Griswold Rescue and Medevac, along with law enforcement, all responded to the scene. The victim, who was said to be in his 30s, was transported to Trainer, where he was then flown by helicopter to an area hospital. Initial reports indicated he had a shoulder injury and other possible unknown injuries. Additional information was not available. A traffic stop in Red Oak for a minor infraction resulted in an arrest earlier this morning. Police say 33-year-old Sarah Sue Batten of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 1:15 a.m. for driving while barred. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man from Dallas County was arrested last Thursday on warrants associated with a July 25th incident at Sparky's one-stop store in Bayard. Jeremy Evans of Dallas Center was arrested at the Polk County Jail on Guthrie County warrants for possession with the intent to deliver more than 5 grams of methamphetamine, keeping a vehicle for controlled substances, and drug paraphernalia. Evans was transported to the Guthrie County Jail, where he was being held on a $100,000 cash or surety bond. The canine rage at the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office was instrumental, they said, in the investigation of events pertaining to Evans. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said yesterday a Pottawatomie County woman, 53-year-old Laura Lynn Schubert, was sentenced to prison Tuesday on drug charges. Schubert was sentenced in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court to a little more than 7.5 years in prison, 92 months, for possession with the intent to distribute a controlled substance. She was also ordered to serve a 5-year term of supervised release. In October of last year, an Iowa State Patrol trooper made a traffic stop of the vehicle Schubert was driving. Schubert was in possession of 90 grams of methamphetamine. A search warrant was obtained for her residence, where officers located an additional 340 grams of meth. Schubert pled guilty to the charge in June of 2019. She has a prior federal felony conviction for distribution of a controlled substance in 2004. The case was investigated by the Iowa State Patrol, Iowa Department of Narcotics Enforcement, and the Council Bluffs Police Department, and it was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Complaints about a suspicious vehicle Tuesday in Coyne resulted in the arrest of a woman on drug charges. Page County Sheriff's Office received complaints about a vehicle in the 2400 to 2500 block of Ironwood Avenue in Page County, or about 3 miles northeast of Coyne. The complaints came from landowners in the area. When the canine Lucas was deployed on a free air sniff of the vehicle, he alerted to the presence of controlled substances. A subsequent search of the vehicle found methamphetamine and marijuana. 38-year-old Haley Ann Haynes of rural Coyne was arrested for possession of methamphetamine and possession of marijuana, both serious misdemeanors. Haynes was transported to the Page County Jail, where she was being held on a $2,000 bond, pending further court proceedings. Authorities say this incident shows that alert people who say something when they see something can result in an arrest and take drugs off the streets. Page County Sheriff's Office would like to thank the citizens for calling when they saw something suspicious. Members of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet at 5:30 this evening in the High School Media Center. Among the items on their agenda is a presentation from Lisa Sontag with regard to the 2-year aviation program being offered in the district. Sontag and fellow math teacher Morgan Sasshelm earlier this year went to Maryland to the headquarters of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. They were given 3 days of hands-on training with the writers of the class curriculum, which features labs and flight simulators. And last February, the district announced that it will be joining more than 100 schools in implementing the nationally recognized aviation STEM program. About 20 students are currently participating. In other business, the board will act on approving contract recommendations for Jim Mullinex as a route driver and Jared O'Donnell, assistant high school music director, and on a fundraiser for the Spanish Club for their November 5th trip to Costa Rica, and the boys' basketball popcorn sales fundraiser for November 4th through the 14th for uniforms. One of the final items of business is to act on the disposal of district assets. Both the Achievement Center and Bus Barn have old property stored that's taking up space, and the district feels that by getting rid of obsolete assets through a rummage sale, that will free up more space. The sale is expected to take place from 8 a.m. to noon on November 2nd at both the Bus Barn and the Achievement Center. Some of the items include used food service equipment, old scoreboards, and scaffolding. Anything left over will be taken to Frederickson Iron Recycling for scrap metal or disposed of. In the funeral announcements, Richard Earl Moore, age 73, of Avoca, died Monday. Services for Richard Earl Moore will be held today at 2:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Carol Knopp, age 82, of Houston, Texas, and formerly of Atlantic, died September 26th. Memorial services for Carol Knopp will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Lois Darrington, age 91, of Griswold, died September 11th. Memorial services for Lois Darrington will be Friday at 10:30 at the Griswold Community Building. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. Roger Steele, age 82, of Anita, died Saturday at CCMH. Memorial services for Roger Steele will be this Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Donald Don Berry, age 92, who's formerly of Atlantic, died September 27th in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Local graveside services for Don Berry will be held October 11th at 11 a.m. at the Brighton Township Cemetery in Marnie. The Dighton Marler Funeral Home of Stillwater has arrangements. Gail Earl Schnack, age 84, of Harlan, died Thursday. Memorial services for Gail Schnack will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Raymond Booman, age 87, of Harlan, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Raymond Joseph Booman will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the October 19th at 11 a.m. at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Hugh Arthur Stroud Bars, age 9, the son of Ian and Buffy Roland Bars of Atlantic, died Friday at the Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Hugh Bars will be held 2 p.m. October 19th at the Atlantic Evangelical Free Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. John Galing, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday in Winterset. A mass of Christian burial for John Galing is pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ralph Gruber, age 84, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Ralph Gruber are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you on KJAN by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.